The New Orleans Saints return home to the Mercedes-Benz Superdome in search of a winning record as they welcome in the Detroit Lions. Hi again, everybody. Welcome into our pregame coverage on NewOrleansSaints.com and New Orleans Saints on Facebook. These two handsome gentlemen with me here to start off October, Mike Haas, John DeShazer. We're going to have a big crowd here today. And, of course, we'll be celebrating a lot of folks who have done some surviving and fighting of their own over the years. We'll get into that here in just a moment. First of all, it's great to be back home again. It's been a month, really, since the Saints have been back in their home building.
It's the weirdest schedule. I saw it when I came out. I was like, good gosh, you go to Miami in London and then a week off right after that and the road before that. So it's been a long time, and certainly 2-2, 3-2 sounds a lot better for this football team right now. Since when did 500 become the bar? You know, that we've this football team so strong for so many years. Now 500 is like, get above 500. Got to get better.
Yeah, no doubt. But it's been a couple of years since we've had this really chance. Right, 2013. And, John, welcome home to you, too. You've been on the road with this football team the last several weeks, and this is a different-looking football team than what we saw here the last time they played in New Orleans.
Yeah, last time we saw this team, they couldn't get a stop against New England. They couldn't get a stop in the first game against Minnesota also. The defense has really risen to the occasion these last couple of games, limited two opponents consecutively to less than 300 yards apiece. They got 8 sacks in the last couple of games. They got 4 interceptions the last couple of games. And when we talk about complementary football, that's huge for the Saints, for the defense to be able to step up, because the offense really hadn't found its groove yet. They hadn't really found their legs yet, but they might be getting some help today.
No doubt. Well, as far as the groove goes, that help may come in the form of some players returning to the fold. And we've had conflicting reports and some reports all week long that haven't really definitively said that guys like Teron Armstead and Willie Snead will be back. What's your feeling, JD?
Well, I'm going to say bank it. I think both of those guys are going to be back. Teron Armstead at left tackle, where he had not played this year. He's been out with that torn labrum, had surgery in the offseason. He injured it during minicamp. Now he's back. Willie Snead, we know he missed the first 3 games on suspension. He missed game 4 with a hamstring. He's back in the lineup, and both of those guys are needed for this offense.
And Mike, when you look at the Detroit Lions, Matthew Stafford goes down with an injury last week, but then all week long he's listed as a full participant. And if Matthew Stafford's at quarterback, I hope your heart's ready for today. No lead is safe against the Lions. It could be a very, very close game here.
That's it, man. He's been sacked 18 times, so 18 sacks already for this guy, and yet he's only thrown one pick. His first pass of the season was a pick 6, and since then, they've been pretty stingy with the ball. Their running game is almost non-existent. So you know what they're going to do. The question is, and our offensive line has been, you know, patchwork, much like the Saints, right, and very weak. And so if the Saints can get to, you know, Matthew Stafford early and really get some pressure on him, they've been pretty strong coming back. But I think this Saints offense, I think, as John said, you get some people back, and I think they have more confidence now in this defense. Because the last 2 games, I mean, that Crawley interception against Miami,
right,
I think it changes the, you know, we may look back at the end of this football season and go, that play changed a lot for this football team.
Yeah, they very well could look back at that play. There's no doubt about that. Crawley will be back in the lineup today. Defensively, things look pretty good. Craig Robertson, we expect to step into linebacker here in the absence of Alex Anzalone, who is on IR. John, back to the Lions for a moment. This is a Lions team that's had the Saints' number. They beat them 3 straight times. Stafford had a big day here last year. So did a guy named Golden Tate.
Yeah, Golden Tate's got 24 catches for 300-plus yards and 4 touchdowns against the Saints in the last 3 years. Detroit with a 3-game winning streak against the Saints these last 3 seasons. They've had difficulty dealing with Golden Tate the entire time. Hopefully this secondary, which has really improved in terms of its competitiveness and ball skills, they're going to have to do something with Golden Tate. It helps, as Mike mentioned, that Detroit really doesn't have a running game. So you know where Matt Stafford's going to be. He's going to be in the pocket. He's hobbled a little bit, and yet Golden Tate still has been able to shake loose. The Saints are going to have to deal with him if they want to deal with Detroit.
All right. Let's get a key to the ball game from each of our guys here. 1 or 2. It's up to you. Something that's of the utmost importance for the Saints here this afternoon.
Well, John talked about it. 4 interceptions the last 2 games. They're plus 4. That's the difference between the first 2 games and the second 2 games. The defense made the plays, made the interception, and that can turn a ball game around. You get some turnovers again today against this Detroit team, Saints win it.
All right, John, what about you?
Well, you got to pressure Stafford. He's been sacked 18 times, as Mike mentioned, so that means he can be pressured. You got to pressure him. And if the Saints take a lead, they've got to take a big enough lead to be able to hold on to. Detroit's outscored opponents 44-13 in the fourth quarter this season. So if they get behind, they believe in the comeback. The Saints have to believe that they can hold them down.
Yep, and the Saints will go for the record books today as well. They've had zero turnovers through the first four games. They'll try and make it five. That's unprecedented. They'll have to do it against a team that is plus eight in the turnover margin. The Lions defense has 11 takeaways through their first stretch of games, all five of them. Keep that in mind. You'll notice the pink here. It is the crucial catch game this afternoon at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. We know that the New Orleans Saints and Zeta Tau Alpha sorority have teamed up to pass out pink ribbons prior to the ball game today. The players, the staff, the officials all be recognizing those who have survived the fight, those who are fighting the fight, and those who will remember, of course, all through breast cancer awareness and making sure that folks are involved in catching those crucial early signs to not only breast cancer, but prostate cancer, colon cancer, all of those. Crucial catch here today. Should be a great atmosphere. Big crowd expected. Thankfully, we're inside. It's red hot in New Orleans for an October Sunday, and it could be a red hot game today between the Saints and the Lions. We'll see after the game, and certainly ongoing throughout at NewOrleansSaints.com. For Mike Haas and John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. Enjoy the day.